You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We join Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands here on RNIB Connect Radio for another Audio Described Fit Review. Hi Vidar, how are you?
Good to be with you, Toby. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We are back at the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon again, this time with Emily Burns, heart-racing, relevant new version of Shakespeare's razor-sharp thriller Measure for Measure. So, Vidar, how did you find this bold, contemporary version of Measure for Measure at the RSC?
Oh, a really good production, very powerful. My attention didn't wander for a moment during the 2.5 hours or so that we had on the dramatic action on stage. No, it was a great play. I'd seen it before, but not for many years, so it's good to be reminded of it, and this was an excellent production.
Yeah, and quite a sort of contemporary setting, I believe, which has a sort of, I suppose, a cold corporate feel to everything, with some people saying it felt a bit like an airport lounge. And did that help to portray the horror of Isabella's predicament?
Do you know, I think it did, and I think it worked very well. And during the touch tour, you can explore in more detail the backdrop, the set, the costumes, the props, and you can talk to members of the cast and the stage company about, you know, their roles, about how the production came together. So all of that useful background information, I think, helped in putting all of that together, really.
And a clever variation to that cold contemporary sort of feel, with a glass cage that was lowered onto the stage to indicate Claudio's imprisonment as he sort of, I suppose, delivers some of those greatest lines of the play. Did that sort of staging of his imprisonment help to sort of, I suppose, give a sense of the terror of death that he was feeling?
I think it did, and I hope other people would agree with me when I say that that was a very clever device. And it obviously came to life through the audio description, so we were made aware of what was happening, when it was happening, and why it was happening. So that was a particularly useful part of the audio-described experience.
Yeah, and sort of focusing a little bit more on the audio description. In this play, there was a lot of use of projected imagery and I think the use of video as well, with the opening scene showing a montage of leaders whose reigns had been rocked by sex scandals and the use of video cameras to show close-ups of some of the characters of the play through large screens. And I suppose through the audio description and the skill of the describer's writing, did you get a blend of that sort of difference between the sort of the large imagery that were projected onto the back of the stage and those images that were shown through the video screens? Because I think that's the skill of the describer, to show both what's happening in those sort of major things, but also some minor things that are happening on stage to give us, as visually impaired theatre goers, a true sort of sense and feel of the show.
You're absolutely right about that being a real skill of the audio describers, and Carolyn Smith and Gethin Edwards, Toby, did a great job in bringing all of that to life. There was a lot of projection, which is increasingly probably a trend, I would say, without making too sweeping a generalization, in stage drama these days. So thanks to audio description, that projection dimension, if you like, is really helpful and really works because you have it described.
And I believe there was quite a major twist to the end of Measure for Measure and the fate of our heroine. And without not giving too much away, Vidar, how did you find this sort of new twist to the end of Shakespeare's tale of justice and morality?
Well, I thought it was clever. I thought it worked. I'm trying not to say too much because we don't want to do a spoiler alert. But I hope that people would agree that it actually fitted in well with the overall dramatic unfolding of events on the stage.
Well, for more about access at the Royal Shakespeare Company, including details of audio-described performances, do visit rsc.org.uk/your-visit/access. Next time, Vidar, you're going to be reviewing The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, I believe.
I am, going back memory lane to my childhood, one of my favourite childhood books, so hopefully we're going to talk about the stage version of that when we next speak, Toby.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Measure for Measure at the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon.
My pleasure, as always. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.